Okay, Rabosai. This is the last, I believe, complex sugya in the parak. So, let's just see where we're at. Shur shalo ochal shalo ochlen ochlen. Hasulamali. Why do you need any more? Hakamash melon chiyuvu deleka hashvu ike. Why? The meshkachas ravchol chayle. My hilchulcha the rava. Amar rava shem nishal rishon also shnei tachtaho. Lemasale Mishinoda Shtenazir Sumona Rishon of Hifrishal Carbon Achar Nishal Rishon also Shneber Rishon Hashta. So there's Missy Isa, Himone Le Rishon a boy madam. Okay. So Rashi makes a very, very clear point that this is only in the case of Hetachochum, not in the case of a Baal who's Megas Gaius. He says, because what does the Chacham do? He's Oker Lemafreya now. We'll get into it as we go along because it's going to become very relevant. The Chacham is Oker Lemafreya. It doesn't mean there was never, he doesn't do anything. No. What he does is he hears the person's Pesach. If I'd known, I wouldn't have, but that's the Ram Shabalev. He converts that, he has a special power to convert that into a to'us, and thereby, it's through his converting it into a to'us that this it never happened. That's why it's the machlokas we've shown him, which chacham can do it, he needs smicha, he doesn't need smicha. It has to be befonov, the nishal has to be in front of him, he can send him a letter. It's the whole process of heter chacham. And what the heter chacham does is it converts the shvua into a shvua betos. It's not automatically by itself, not a gilu milsa biyamo. It's first of all. Now, so we have, yeah, this is the second chal or the second znot chal. And if you take a look in the riff, the Rif doesn't bring this whole thing. Skips it. Says the Ran, I don't know why he skipped it. First of all, The Rambam paskin that we are lo yodana lo mishmita rav alfasi sam. Why he skipped it? The Rashba has a whole suffix. Let's get into a shaila that someone asked me recently, and I said we'll get there. Now we're getting there. Shelo ochal kikazeh, shusha ochal kikazeh. What is that? It's a shushav. Why is it a shav? It's a Mishnah, it's a shav, right? Nishbalavatl. If he's shol on the Rishona. Okay, so if you take a look, Mirz Hashem, for Monday Shir, Nedarim, Daf Yud Chesom and Aleph in the Ritva, tells you, yeah. Shusha. Lo ochal kikaze. Shusha ochal kikaze. It's a shav. He's shol in the Rishon, it's still a shav. And if you're over in the shnia, it's a shvuas bitoy. So the shnia is both a shav and a bitoy bevasachas. So says the Ritva, Nedarim Yilchas HaMaralef. We'll see what he does here. Okay. So, Here, who disagrees with it? The Rajba has a question. First, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch Paskin's a very interesting thing. Reish Lamed Ches Yud Zayin. Mi Shen Nishbal Dova V'chozav Nishbal Levatel HaShvua. And we'll see why his generality is key. Levatel Shvua Rishona. Nishal HaShvua HaRishona. Yesh lehistapek. I have a suffix, says the Mechaber. Imamrin shenifta mide shvua shov. If he gets out of the shvua, v'tachshe shvua shnia mishvua shov. L'shvua zbito kemin shemotzim mokom lochu. What's his suffix? So you take a look in the Shach. He calls it shvua sarashba. Shuvas HaRashba goes like this. This is an outline of where we're going to be at to try to understand what's happening here. Tov Shin Beis. Whole story. The person, the Shiloh. Homily Isha. Or what he says, Hare Amakudeshisli, Manasha ain't Allah Nadarim, Manimtsu Allah Nadarim, ain't Amakudeshis, she's not Makudeshis. Ho Chetzel Chocha Vehitira, Harris Amakudeshis. So someone, the Shoel, someone came to the Shoel and said, listen. He gets out of the shov, and he proved it from Kedushin. V'dachinu, I don't like it, says this Shoel. The kevin shaboli deshua, once it's a shua shov, even if I'm shol and the rishona, it'll remain a shov. Boom. Says the Rashba. What's my problem? I don't know how to pass in the sugya, because the Rif doesn't quote it. The Gemara says, I want to bring a proof. It's not a proof. I'll say. He says, that's a very difficult thing. Because the Gemara in the Dorim quotes it. And isn't Doch. So, the Rajba seems to be saying that shua, that it's a suffix. We paskin like Rava, we don't paskin like Rava. And because of that, shua, levatel shua rishona, tzchal. Rajba has a suffix. And you take a look in the Shach says, Abakasha. What's my kasha? So the Mechaber says it's a suffix. He says the Mechaber paskins like Rav. Paskins like the Rambam, not like the suffix of the Rashba. So he says, V'yesh Loma. He says, maybe. The Yevshid Das Hamachabel Chalik, the Shiny Hocha came to Shua Hashniya, he neged Hashua Rishona. That even though I can be Mafgia, the first Shua, with a Shaila, but still Beshaito, it was a Shav, Beshaito, it's a Shav. Take a look in the Shach. Gemara doesn't like it. The Gemara doesn't like it. Take a look in the Be'er HaGolah. They don't like it. They quote a Shuvas Harosh. Shuvas Harosh goes like this. Someone came to me yesterday about taking a Shvua. Lazara Zatzma. I said, you don't take shuas nowadays. They're too chomer. But we have loads of shilas and shuvas of people who did that. Because people used to take averis chamurus more seriously than they take them today. Ruvain Nishba. Ruvain took a shvur. He will not sell any of his belongings to pay the debt that he owes Shimon. Okay, shvur number one. He wanted to make sure when the time came to pay and Bezim was going to foreclose on his property, that he wouldn't be forced to sell his property to pay up the debts. So he took a shvur he would never sell his property to pay the debt. Okay. Shvur number one. Shvur number two. I take a shvur I will pay the debt. Now, maybe he'll have money. Maybe he won't have money. In case he doesn't have money, he's not going to be allowed to sell to pay the debt. So what do you do? He says, "Nishbati shul." I say, "Yeah, I took a shvur that, but lemaisa, the second shvur is not a shvur shav. Maybe it is, but." He says, if I took a shvur that I'll pay the debt, that means I'll do what I'm mechuyev to do, I'll be din to pay the debt. And one of this is to sell my property. So it's a shvur levatel. Shvur she'ochel kigazu, shvur she'ochlanu. Ochel oval shvur shov, lo ochel oval shvur zbitu. Then the Rosh throws in something that I want you to think about. You have Hudim Oysa Ora, Ora Zutara. Why Shur Shalo Ochal Kikazeh Shur Shalo Ochlena? Why is the second one a Shav? Why do we push away the second Shur? I'd say because the Shur is not Chal and Shur. Rosh comes up with a different logic to mystify us. I have a choice. Mutav sheyavar al shvuas bitui b'sheva al taisa, mishiyochlene b'kum avor al shvuas shav. Because I have two shvuas shelo ochel kikazeh, shvuas shelo ochlene. So I have two averis. If I eat it, I have one avera. If I don't eat it, I have a different avera. So we already learned, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, if I have two averis, they contradict each other. What do you say? Sheva al taisa odif. Wait a second. So what happens? That is, so according to him, it makes a difference what order is. Shur shalo ochal kikaze. Right? Shur shalo ochal kikaze. Shur shalo ochlana. What about if he did it differently? Shur shalo ochal kikazeh, shur shalo ochlana. Does it make a difference? Okay, think about it. Take a look in the Rosh. Kach benidin azeh. So what is the psak here? Lo yimkor kadeh lekayim shvuoso. No, the first shvuo stays. You say sheval taisodif. He doesn't sell his property. The stira between two shvuos. I could have said it's the vatal bakolo, right? Because shvuos, I will pay the debt. If he has money, I'll pay the debt. So it certainly he has a shvuah to pay the debt. But that is a lakayim. So what's he passing? And it turns out because of Sheva al Taisa Adif that the second one is a Shav. So, second one's not Chal. So what are you supposed to do? And Chayav Markas Martis. So, and he's standing there, very smug and happy, that, okay, I don't have to pay now. I don't have to sell my property. That's it. He says, wait a second. Sure, apparently this person wasn't too concerned about that. Second one was a shove. He says, okay, that's ancient history. No, you give him Malkus. And in the middle of the Malkus, he says, I don't want to get hit 39 times. I've harata on the first shvua, then Yeshoel on that shvua, and he has to sell his property to pay the debt. And it's only in Kodmashua Rishona L'chov Shimon. If, he says, but that's only if he first took the Shua before he borrowed the money. Kugon Shinish Bestam Shal Yimko Mishalo Bishul Shum Chov Shiyashayv. In Kodam Chodam Shua L'Shua Rish L'Shua. But if the Chov came first, but if the chov came first, and then he said, he's not going to sell property to pay the chov, nishbelavato. Why? The prius b'chov mitzvah. Wait a second. What happens? This is a very important tshuva. See, people, you see throughout Rishonim, people taking shuas hit left, right, and center as a way of fortifying what they want to do, they didn't want to do, and the like. Okay. If I take a shua, I will not eat matzah with a hashgacha of the Eda Charedis. Is that levatel or not levatel? What would anyone say? No. You know the matzah. A lot of other matzahs. The matzahs I eat, Pesach. Different hashkochas. Okay? Not levata. I say, I will not sell anything in order to pay the debt I owe Shimon. Who said that he's going to have to sell anything? He's going to have, has a lot of money. It might turn out, yeah. If the only matzah I happen to have available, if I take such a shvua, so we're not talking about this mani pirah. The moment I swore, I took a debt, it means I was mischayev myself to pay you no matter what. And now I only am going to pay you under certain circumstances, not no matter what. He said that nishbalavata. We'll see that. But what he does say is that by taking off the first shua, the second one isn't shav. That's very clear. And now, and the shach isn't so clear on the topic, and we'll have to see. But they're talking about taking one shvua off to let the second shvua work. And the shach here in Siv Katan, Chav Dalet, says, Shachochem oke hashvua lemafreya. He says, Umashma, it seems, from Rashi, says the shach, for us habal, if the baal is megis guy, it cuts it off and doesn't oke lemafreya. The ain't oke mekoru, ain't hashniyacholah. Second one's not chal. Penkotze b'tshuvos maramins. So here you have a gigantic Rebbe Akiva Eiger who is very unhappy. Now, then we have a very important machlokas going on here between the Rambam and the Meiri. Goes like this. You have a Gemara in the Dorim. Daf Tzadi. It says, Baal may for the Baal can be made for Apoi Shalochol HaNed. Ein Chochem Mate Klum Ela Imkein Chol HaNed. Tichsiv Lo Yachul Dvoro. Okay. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Vav Shuvos Halacha Yudalad. Let's see what the Rambam says about Shuvos. See what he says about Neder. It's also true about Neder. Nishba shalo yedaber and ploni. I took a shvur, I won't talk with somebody. V'nishba achakach, and I took a shvur after that. Sham Yishal al Shvua Zu, and I'll be Shoel on this Shvua, also Litzush Yayin L'Olam. I will not eat wine ever, drink wine ever again in my life. V'nicham, and he changed his mind. Kim ask a Shvua on the first one, but not on the, and then on the second, but you can't ask on the second before the first. Tonight, okay. Shematirin neder oshua shadayin locholu. Lefikach, says the rabbi. Emo yo'ome benisin, venishba shlo yocha boso shloshim yom, rosh chodesh ir, venicham. I'm in nisin, I said, I will not eat any meat beginning from rosh chodesh ir. There's no sha'elus chacham until it's chal. Okay, now let's see how the Rambam quotes our Gemara. The Miri says, because of Gemara Daf Tzadi, so I take Shua 1. Olo chal kikasa. Fine. And second one's waiting to chal. The third one's waiting to chal. But until the first one, and get rid of the first one. So, says the Miri, I can't be shoal on the third. I first have to be shoal on the first, and then on the second, and then on the third. And the Rambam says different. You can be shoal on the third before the second, before the first. You can't be shoal something else. How? You can't be shown something until it's chal. And he says, the Rambam is contradicting himself. So what do you see? Shur shal ochal kikazet. Second and third are chal, but there's no onesh. Right? Otherwise, how do you put two together? So Rambam is l'chora telling us something about Nishba L'Kayim. What did the Rambam say in Perek Yudalev Halach Aleph? It's mutali shovel azariz atzmo, even though there's no onesh. Question is it just psychological, or it's actually chal without an onesh? L'chora, but not quite so clear yet. Okay. et nishbalachayim, nishbalachayim. So that means the second third of chal. And so it's very different than the opposite, nishbal she'ochal shelo ochlana. Because there, b'shas maisa, it's not chal. That's levatel, it's not lekayim. What is the Rashba? Was the Rashba, this whole thing that Shalal the Rashba, is take off the first, the second, and chal. But the Rambam says, wait one second. According to Rambam, they're not too equivalent. Because according to the Rambam, the second, third, and chal is just a din onesh. In here jumps Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, wait one second, this whole thing. That's where he's a very unhappy about the Shach and the Maramins, about there's a difference between Heta Chacham and Megas Gaya. It's very unhappy. There is a Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos that if I marry if I brother number one is married to a woman and brother number two comes to marry her sister. Fine. Two brothers marrying two sisters. But wait a second. When he says, Hari Amo Kadeshously, this woman is going to be ushered to him for two reasons. First of all, his brother's wife is going to be ushered for two reasons. First of all, it's his brother's wife. Number two, it's his wife's sister. Okay. Brother number one was already married to the first sister. Okay, his wife's sister has been also to him as his wife's sister. Now she's going to also to him for another reason. It's his brother's wife. So the Gemara says, in Issachal Isser, the second is in Mitlatoi Vekoi. Let's say someone dies here, and the first Issa gets it. So Bishas Mais, it's not Chal. But if the second Issa moves away, first Issa moves away, the second one's Chal later on, even though it wasn't Chal in the beginning. So the question bothered our Lachronim, wait a second, the Shvuah wasn't Chal B'Shaita. What about, right? Why is Rashi making a whole case here about the Chochom Zokel and Mafreya? Apparently, if the Baal cuts it off later on, it'll be Chal. They're very bothered. It's a Chal, it's something with Chal Lachazman. Let the first Shvuah be Chal Lachazman. In the case the Baal is Megas Gaius. Number one, it's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's problem. Number two, I have a different problem with our Sukkah. Rashi, according to the Rambam, B'chal, the second and third are Chal. In fact, there's no onesh. You remove the onesh from the first one, from one of them, so the onesh is going to be chal for the second one. So therefore, even if Baal is Megas Gaius, so he removed, the first shoe is gone. But now the second shoe is there, there's been no onesh to it because you don't double up an onshim. But since the first shoe is gone, maybe do it. This is everything that bothers Rabbi Akiva Eiger, among many other things. Rashi's making a tremendous, tremendous case here that it's only because the Baal is Okel and Mafreya. Only because the Baal is Okel and Mafreya. Apparently, Baal who's Megas Gaius cuts it off. No. Says, I don't, and the Rambam certainly doesn't apply. Or maybe yes, and maybe no. Okay. That is the beginning of the many headaches we have here in the sugya. First of all, do we paskin like this? Why was there if mashmir? Take a look in the Chuvas HaRosh. Comes along the Shach and says, wait a second. He says, maybe once it was Shav B'Shaito, it stayed Shav. Be careful what the Ritva does here with it and what the Ritva does in the Dharam with it. Okay, that's Aleph. That's this Haschala of what the Sugya looks like. Beis, let's keep going. Today we're just outlining all the headaches I have going through the Sugya. This, when people ask me, Shur Shal Ochal, Shur Shal Ochal, Shav, I said, we'll get there. Why did I want to get there? Because you see, it's the tip of a gigantic iceberg, like a lot of other things here. Let's continue reading the Gemara. Amar Rav, Nishbal Kikavachlo, Im Shir Mimenik Zayis Nishalalecho. Because, what does he say? What are you doing? You're being mate the Yisr. There's no Yisr left to be mate. So says Rav. Says Tosis. Nire. The Chiloshir Elo Pochas Mikazayis. The Chayv Aleho. Aval gav do amr shelo ochlenu. Chi meshtaber al kikir ein daito shelo yishaya pochas mikazayis. He says, no one, when I say, he says, I will not eat this kikir, the entirety. Means I'll eat it down to the last crumb? No. Adam Shishoch, the Mifter, Achiyochu Gam also pochs mikazayis, and my conversant, Lochoshev Lichuri, my Shemeshu Shalochu Koshev, Dosim Shitish, Yochol Yishoch. So says Tosis. So Shalochu Kazah means there will not be a my, I will not have, there will not be a, so okay, you could say, not 2 crumbs, not 10 crumbs, but a chatzisayis is more substantive. No. Tosas, either it's everything or pochas mikazayis, or kazayis. There's no nothing in between. Why? It means I will, shelo ochal kikazeh, I will not eat this kikar down to the point where there's a mais achila left in this kikar. Shelo ochlena. And this kikar has 9.5 kazeisim. If I eat 9, I haven't left over a shir achila. That is, if I leave over a shir achila, maybe the entire thing can't be. So what did he mean? I won't leave over a shir achila. I'll leave over a shir achila. Okay. So, that, now, do all Rishonim agree with this? Let's take a look and see. We'll see, no. Some Rishonim don't agree with it. So let's just finish. Ibo same mishloach lana. Ibo same mishloach lana. Migin the mahalei shaila kazayas basra. Shaila nami akazayas kam. Ibo same mishloach lana. ישיר כזז חושב לתשולה, ולא לא חושב לתשולה. מי שנועד השתי נזירס, two נזירס. And the Gemara ends up, that as long as there is any nafka mina la'alocha, I can be shoal on the shayla. Okay. That means we have a machlokas between Rava and the maskana of the Gemara. What is Maisri? Thank you. Tanya. Ravashi, between Rav and Ravashi. Regardless, Shir Shalot Tochlo Vishona, Veina. Amem Om Afilo Ochlo Kulo. Amem says, even if the whole thing, Nishalot, between Rav and Amem, Ibichogi Machosa Carbon. Now, what is this machlokas happening here? According to Rava, Einachanami, I'm okir lemafreya. But what does it mean, I'm okir lemafreya? I'm mati the yisurim lemafreya as if they were never yisurim here. And as long as there's nothing left to be matir, well, that's one way of looking at Rava. It's another way of looking at Rava. Well, we saw it before in Eifa, Shur Shalo Achalti, Shalo Achalti. The shur is gone. There's no shur that exists anymore. Once I've eaten the kikar, the shur doesn't exist anymore. There's no shur around to be mati the shur. I have to be mati the shur. I mati the shur by being oker it. Not to be mati the iser. Okay. And there's a difference between the two. I said it one way, I said it another way. The difference between the two. The gabe hatfosa. Boom. Yeah. Remember, we learned about hatfosa all the way back. There's a nazir, and someone says, anikamo, anikamo, anikamo. The first one is nishal, it falls like a domino theory. Tie all of those together, the old sugya of hatfosa. How does she'ela work? I'm mati the yisurim, or I'm mafgia the shvuah? Certainly, Amema says, I'm mafgia the shvuah, because there's nothing left to be mati. But Rava, he says, the shvuah has to be kayim for me to be mafgia. The fact that I'm going to get no onus for it doesn't mean the shvuah is still kayim. Okay, this is the outline of the issues that we are confronting. Now, let's just, where is the COVID here on Shavuos? Take a look in the Ramban. So Tosus says, "Im nishtayim imena kazayis nishal alaho, ma'yeri kazayis afil nashinami." He has a very different pshat based on a Yerushalmi. Kazayis choshev, v'lo choshev, nearly, hochi perush. Lo shir kazayis, if he didn't leave a kazayis, lo choshev, ukvar over al shu also. He violated the shvuah already. Matsosi Birushalmi, you got me plucked Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, my mafka binay, and Shushal Ol Chazu, Yachla Chosakolshu, I'll die to Rabbi Kiva Port or Perish. What's an afghamina between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim back there at the very beginning? You would tell some at Bays, Kazayas or not. Shushal Ol Chazu, I will not eat this. I will not eat this kikar. So according to Rabbi Kiva, I have to eat the entire kikar. Because there's a maisachila on the balance of the kosher. According to the Rabbanon, no. There's a, I'm wondering, I get under kazai, there's no maisachila left on the balance. Now, this is very different than Tosfos. Tosfos talking to Yomdin Adas. What did he really mean? What did he really mean? Did he really mean down to the mamish last crumb? He didn't mean that. That couldn't have been what he meant. So this is what he meant. So Yomdin Adas, or the Nishba, the Noda, since he didn't mean A, he must have meant B. Now, be careful. There's, Ramban agree with Tosfos, disagrees with Tosfos, agrees with Yerushalmi, doesn't agree with Yerushalmi. Move on in Rishonim. So the Rashba here begins, we paskin like Rav or not? So in the tshuva, he seems to be masupik had a paskin because he doesn't know what to do with the riv. He says, of course he paskin the sugya. And v'toma ani al rav alfasi shalom kosa balochos v'nira daito shedachuyahi, that he thinks it's dochu, but he disagrees with it. But he disagrees with the riv. And the tshuva, he seems to not know what to do, to paskin like agree or disagree with the riv. Next one, Perkazayas Perish Ramban, quotes the Ramban. He says, V'ani Tama, I don't like the Ramban. Him came to Rabbi Kiva, Cheikhus Malola. According to Rabbi Kiva, Shua Shalom Ochal Kikazah, can you absolutely be guaranteed you eat down to the last crumb? No. So he has his pshat. But he's working within the Ramban, adjusting the Ramban to something, not agreeing with Tosfos. Okay. Now, we have to understand all these different Rishonim in light of everything we've done until now. Okay, but so where are we going to begin? First, in Reish Lamed Ches, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Groh. Take a look there in Shulchan Aruch. Shach and the Groh and the like, and the Taz. See what it is that they're saying. And then the second one about Baal Megiz Gai is, take a look in the Shach. And that is what we will be doing Monday, and you have plenty of time to do it. We have 3 days Purim, Hudim Arsa'ora, and my suggestion to everybody is the way we've set up. I got a few emails from different parents who've been reading apparently all the different Israeli news outlets of all the halachas the government has made about Purim. You'll see all the halachas the government made about Purim. You'll see the way everything is set up here, not necessarily a violation of anything. Tonight, there's a seger from 8:30 till 5 in the morning. Okay. tomorrow. So Friday night is also a seger. I'm not sure. Okay. And Motzei Shabbos is also a seger from 8:30 on. So if we have everything located here, and all the different Purim Sudas are during the day, during our people's houses, I read today in Jerusalem Post a whole analysis of some of the government that the Purim Suda Sunday in Yerushalayim begins at 8:30. It's 8:30 at night. Okay, the Jews know how disconnected they are from all realities. So therefore, you're able to stay within all of the governmental rules, so we're not machayim anyone here, despite what a lot of mothers out there were told, to violate any governmental rules. No one knows how insistent they are. The past lockdowns were not specifically enforced. But here it's about catching people trying to quote do mitzvahs. I'm not sure what that means. But maybe. But the way the structure is set up, there's no your movements within the structure of the yeshiva will not necessarily violate any at all governmental rules. So you can have your mothers rest. They were not anti-Zionist. We're very Zionist. We're preventing illness by these two divisions here. And therefore, that's why no one can get sick here, because we have these divisions here. Okay. Now, my Purim Suda will begin to make sure people have. This year, it's probably the halacha is different, that Purim Sudas should finish, should be able to bench for Shkia. So my Purim Suda will begin 2:30 in my house. Because later on, it's not at all given Purim Shulish. I mentioned before, there's a major machlokas aposkim. The major halacha lemaisa difference. What is the din of Sunday? It's also din yemei mishta simcha, or it's just a din of su'uda with a dechia of the from Shabbos to Sunday. Okay, because of that, what's the nafkaminas? Nafkamina one, we don't sit shiva on the Ramos Psak, we don't sit shiva on Purim and Shushan Purim, because it's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So because of that, there's no sitting Shiva. There's no Tachnun in both days. It's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. And the question is, do you say Tachnun and say Shiva, and sit Shiva on Sunday? Okay. So another one, V'Yashiv Paskin, that there's no Chayiv Odom of Sumei Nafshim. Rabbi Yashua was the opinion, you do sit shiva, you do say tachlin, only dinan suuda. Shlomo Zalman paskin, no, it's the day you may mishta simcha. You don't sit shiva, and you don't say tachlin. But Rabbi Yashua had something else thrown in there. That, since not you may mishta simcha, there's no chiv l'sumei nafshi, however you interpret that. So according to Rabbi Yashua, there's no heta to get drunk on Sunday. It's a din of Suda, but not Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Of course, to the others there is. But certainly after Shkia, everyone agrees. There's no din B'chlal. So that's why I like to bench by Shkia.